All right, welcome to the special report on silver for 2026. I'm Mike Adams. And as you know, silver recently had a huge breakout from its lower prices. It ended 2025 in the $70 range, essentially from $70 to $80 in that range, bouncing around there. But 2026 is going to be something totally new and absolutely shocking, by the way. So, in my opinion, anyway, you can decide whether this makes sense to you. But one thing just happened. China did just put in place its enforcement of its restrictions on silver exports out of China. And this goes into effect now. And apparently it affects as much as 70% of the silver that is exported from any country all over the world. I was a little surprised to hear the number was that high. I'm a little bit suspicious of that number, so take it with a grain of salt. I didn't think China represented 70%, but maybe it's just 70% of the excess silver. Who knows? I thought there was a lot more silver mining happening in South America, for example. But anyway, this is going to have an impact, and it could be a huge impact. With China considering silver to be a critical resource that it needs to protect and preserve for its own domestic industry, and with Trump having recently declared silver to be a critical resource, a strategic resource for the United States, what we're actually watching is a collapse of the globalism marketplace of silver and the rise of nationalism, silver protectionism, or you could say regional silver markets. So China is not going to allow any silver to be sold to the United States. And the U.S. under Trump is probably not going to allow any silver to be sold to China either. And it's fairly easy to see that Trump is putting pressure on countries like Venezuela with oil shipping embargoes that also impacts China. But you can imagine that many countries in South America would be pressured to not export silver to China, while at the same time, many countries in Asia might be pressured to avoid exporting silver to the United States or U.S. allies, such as the U.K. or Canada. As a result, silver marketplaces are about to become strongly segmented, which means that the supply question of silver is now fractured into two hemispheres. So you're going to have the China, or the China-dominated, the China-anchored supply chain of silver, which will be everything in the Far East and what China controls and where China can have influence with countries that may export to China from elsewhere around the world. And then you're going to have the Western silver supply chain and supply marketplace that's dominated by U.S. control. And these two supply chains are very rarely going to cross over each other any longer. And that's why you're going to see really two different prices of silver from here forward and two different fractured marketplaces, let's say. So you could end up with a severe silver shortage in the West, while in China they may still have better supply. Or the opposite could happen. You could see a silver shortage in China and much higher prices in China combined with lower prices in the West, at least temporarily, while they're still doing the paper chase, you know, the paper shuffle to try to keep silver prices artificially low. So this is the first thing I want you to understand, is that the price in Beijing may not be anywhere close to the price in New York or Chicago. And it's going to be that way for a long time to come. And that begins now. And in addition, the supply chains will be very different in Beijing versus New York or Chicago, let's say. Which also means that producers of products in the United States are going to face new scarcity challenges that they did not face before because they could always get it from China or some other place. Those opportunities are collapsing. I'm also thinking that the COMEX is going to raise the margin requirements significantly. They've already gone up a couple of times last week. I think they're now around $30,000 per contract of silver, which represents 5,000 troy ounces. But $30,000 per contract still allows a lot of leverage. And I would imagine that that 30 grand is going to become 50 grand and then 100 grand until at some point the margin requirement will become 100%, which means it's not margin at all. It's cash. You want silver, you put up the money. Otherwise, no silver for you. So this whole idea of being able to manipulate the silver marketplace through fractional investments, you know, margin, that could be coming to an end in the West, because it's very clear that no matter what somebody has set as a price on a paper contract, if you can't deliver the physical silver that that contract is legally supposed to represent, then your system craters and collapses. And I strongly suspect that we're going to see some major rumblings of that beginning Monday in the United States. In fact, I would not be surprised if we start to see significant signs of default on physical deliveries. And they might have different names for that. They might call it, you know, cash settlement, where they say, we're cashing you out. We can't deliver the silver, but we're going to pay you in fiat currency. Maybe they'll just call it a cash out. Or they could call it force majeure and say, well, we can't deliver because of an act of God outside of our control, which they could just point to China and they could say, look, China is restricting their exports and that's force majeure. And now we can't make good on our contracts. And so good luck. You know, that could happen at the COMEX, right? Or potentially other places as well. So we're going to start to see the system cracking, which, if there are any signs of that, the market price of silver is going to skyrocket. This could easily thrust silver way beyond $100 an ounce, although don't take this as investment advice. And I'm not your advisor, and this is just a projection. I could be wrong. But I anticipate it being well beyond $100 an ounce this calendar year, sometime in 2026, and I wouldn't be surprised at all if it happened in 30 days, honestly, or 90 days, you know. It could happen very quickly. So whoever holds physical silver in all of this is going to be king. If you've got physical silver, hold on to it. I would say don't try to cash out and take profits, because where are you going to put the currency? What are you going to do with the profits? Unless you have something great to put it into, it's probably better to stay in silver, if you think about it. So keep it in silver or gold or something like that. So we're going to see a breakdown of physical delivery. And I've done the math on this. And if you look at the annual silver production out of mining operations, and remember that silver is a secondary metal that comes out of mines that mostly mine zinc and lead or nickel or copper, for example, silver is the byproduct. So there aren't a lot of mines, or hardly any, that are focused on silver alone, which means it's not going to be easy to ramp up silver production. And in some cases, some of these mines are closing. Copper mines are closing, which will reduce silver output. But anyway, if you do the math and you look at the total global annual demand for silver for manufacturing, whether it's solar panels or batteries or electronics or medical devices or weapon systems or telecom, whatever the case may be, it's very clear that there's just not enough silver being produced each year to meet the demand. Not by a long shot. There is a shortage of hundreds of millions of ounces of silver every year. And that shortage has been met up until now with stockpiles, extra silver in the system. You know, stockpiles of silver, or people sitting on silver that they would be willing to part with. But one of the things that David Morgan said in an interview that I heard in the last day, that I thought was very insightful, is that what we're really witnessing is the remaining physical silver is moving out of the hands of the speculators who don't need silver to survive. They're just interested in making money. And that silver is moving into the hands of the industrialists, who absolutely must have the silver in order for them to continue their manufacturing of their products, whether it be mobile phones or cruise missiles or whatever. And as a result, as they are taking over the silver and the silver contracts, they have zero interest in selling that silver at any price. In other words, you're seeing a radical shift of silver out of the hands of parties that you could negotiate with, you could offer a higher price and they would be willing to let it go, into the hands of parties that won't let silver go at any price because it's a component in their product line. As a result, we're going to see a hardening of the silver positions. And those holding silver are going to be less and less willing to let go of that silver, whether it's a contract or an actual physical stockpile. And this is going to send the price of silver skyward, clearly, because the scarcity is going to result in a kind of industrial panic. At some point, many of these producers will say, well, my God, how do we get the silver? Where do we go to get the silver? How much do we have to offer? Who do we have to pay? I mean, somebody's got to be willing to give up their silver. A lot of it. We need to find hundreds of millions of ounces of silver in the system. And it's going to take a high price to convince people to sell their silver. Higher than $100 an ounce, in my opinion. More like $150 an ounce, or maybe within a couple of years, maybe $200 an ounce. I could see that happening by the end of 2027. That is, unless there's a global economic collapse or something that really destroys industrial demand. And that's a possibility, so keep that in mind as a possibility. You know, there could be some event and a massive, you know, die-off of humans and then less demand for products that need silver, obviously. So there are still many factors at work. But the other thing in all of this is the fact that silver is being increasingly recognized as money. And people are seeing inflation accelerating and the collapsing value of the dollar as the Federal Reserve keeps printing trillions and the Treasury is desperately trying to find new buyers for its basically defunct treasuries, you know, the 10-year usually. The dollar is collapsing, inflation is getting worse, and more people are realizing, hey, we better have gold and silver, otherwise we're going to be left with nothing, you know, no value, because this green cash, this isn't lasting. What's lasting is the metals, gold and silver. So the reason I mention this is because it's critical to understand that silver demand comes from both vectors at the same time. There's unprecedented industrial demand where we have to have the element. We literally have to have this metal to make our products. And then on top of that, there's monetary demand, which is coming from people who are realizing that the dollar is collapsing, and many of them can't afford, let's say, even an ounce of gold. So silver is less expensive. You can get an ounce of silver for under $100 at the moment. Maybe not for long, but at the moment you can. So a lot of people are turning to silver as the new money, which makes sense because silver is money. Gold is also money. Dollars are not money. Dollars are currency, and dollars are not holding value. So the demand for silver will be expressed as the combination of these two fundamental drivers, industrial demand and monetary demand. And when you combine both of those, things get really interesting and prices can absolutely skyrocket. Because scarcity is real and it will last for years to come. There is no easy, quick way to bring silver back. You know, to just create more silver. You know, the government can print money, or a central bank can print currency. That's the correct term, currency, not money. They can print currency, but you can't print silver. You can't print gold. You can't create it from nothing. And you can't even open a new mine in anything less than 5 to 10 years. And even if you could open a new mine, you might face a lot of resistance from, you know, the eco-protesters who don't want a mine. And yeah, I don't want to tear up, you know, sacred rainforests and things like that. I want to protect the ecosystem as well. But that just means that our world is going to get very, well, commodities are going to become incredibly scarce. In fact, NVIDIA just announced that they're going to more than double the prices on their GPUs beginning in February. So, for example, the RTX 5090 GPU cards that I've been buying for about $2,000 or maybe $2,200, they're going to go up to $5,000. That's the rumor in February, $5,000. Why? Because NVIDIA is having a hard time getting the copper, the aluminum, the nickel, the, you know, everything that goes into the GPUs. And yes, a little bit of silver too. The commodities are becoming scarce. So we are about to move into a chapter of extreme commodities scarcity, which means extremely high commodities pricing. And those who have the commodities, that is, if you're stacking gold or silver, or if you own a copper mine, that's where real wealth is going to be found for many years to come, or at least one of the vectors, because physical elements will become incredibly scarce and expensive. So that's just one more reason to maybe consider acquiring more silver right now. If you want to get more silver or gold, check out Battalion Metals. That's our sponsor at metalswithmike.com. That's metalswithmike.com. And yes, they're co-founded by Tucker Carlson and Chris Olson and his group, and very trustworthy people there. metalswithmike.com. Don't take any of this as investment advice. My projections could be wrong. There could be events that are outside of my control or outside of my observations that could come in. You know, wild cards, black swans. There are things that could crash the price of silver. Maybe there's a new discovery that allows solar panels to be made with only half the silver. You know, there could be breakthroughs. And then silver demand would plummet, and then silver price could drop. So there are risks, and this is a complex marketplace, but from what I see, all the signs are pointing to strong, consistent increases in the demand of silver and the price of silver, probably for years to come, is my guess. So do your own research and follow more of my reports and interviews at Brighteon.com. And use all of my AI tools at Brighteon.ai. And thank you for listening. Take care.
Stock up on the long-term storable Ranger Bucket Set. 536 servings of clean organic superfoods for your survival pantry. Certified organic and lab-tested for purity. Order now at HealthRangerStore.com.